Chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, except by my word." And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go away from here, turn eastward, and hide yourself by the Wadi Gerith, that is near the Jordan. And it shall be that you will drink from the Wadi. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and lived by the Wadi Gerith, that is near the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the Wadi. And it happened after a while that the Wadi dried up, because there was no rain in the land. The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Look, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he got up and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, look, a widow was there gathering wood. And he called to her, and said, "Please bring me a little water in a pitcher, that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her, and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." She said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have anything baked, except a handful of flour in a jar, and a little oil in a jug. Look, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it, and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But make me of it a little cake first, and bring it out to me, and afterward make some for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not empty, neither shall the jug of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the surface of the land." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she, and he, and her household, ate for a long time. The jar of flour did not empty, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. It happened after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What do we have in common, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to memory, and to kill my son." And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him out of her lap and carried him up into the room where he stayed, and laid him on his own bed. He cried to the Lord, and said, "Lord my God, have you also brought disaster on the widow with whom I sojourn, by killing her son?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and called out to the Lord, and said, "Lord my God, please let this child's soul come into him again." The Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth."